Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Someone Somewhere Wants a Letter.
Look, Brocklebank, just because you work at the town hall, that doesn't mean that you know everything.
Mr. Sinclair, I was merely pointing out that you were going the long way round to arrive at the solution.
You'll go the short way round to arrive at the hospital in a minute.
There's no need to threaten violence just because I worked out the solution quicker than you.
Oh, shut up, you ninny. Get in my wick.
Honestly, all this fuss over one of my own work sums.
What's going on in here?
Oh, ma'am, will you ask these two to keep quiet? I can't do me homework for the row.
Jimmy, I want a word with you about that homework.
You mean you want to help me with it, ma'am?
I've just been speaking to your teacher about it. You know, Mr. Benson.
Hum-yah Pete.
Don't call him Hum-yah Pete.
Oh, you should talk. After the last time you met him, you called him Willie the Windbag.
Well, no wonder after the way he went on about you.
I know, I remember it. Mr. Sinclair, yeah. We really must do something about James, yeah. He's going from bad to worse, yeah. If he goes much further to the back of the class, yeah. We shall have to knock a hole for him in the hum-yaw wall.
James, you're being facetious.
I know, and I'm funny with it. That's the way Mr. Benson talks. He says hum-yaw in everything. You should hear him in the assembly hall at the end of morning prayers. Ha, hum-yaw, hum-yaw.
Oh, shut up, will you? Talk about being embarrassed, Father. He spotted me as he was getting some petrol for his car. He came straight over and started complaining about our Jimmy, right in front of Mrs. Higginbottom and Mrs. Thompson. Their little sons are doing quite well at school.
Oh, yes. Jane's little friends. What are their names again?
Fat Tom and Big Ears. Look, ma'am, I'm sorry, Mr. Benson was complaining about me, but it wasn't all my fault in the science class. I didn't put the Bunsen burner on the teacher's chair. I only lit it.
What? He didn't sit on it, did he?
No, thanks to my warning.
Why? What did you say?
I said, careful there, bud. Another 6 inches and you're for the hot seat.
It wasn't that Mr. Benson was complaining about.
Oh, I'm sorry I scared Tick-Tock Tilly like that.
Tick-Tock Tilly?
Yeah, Miss Trotter, our music mistress. She says that when she's teaching us singing. What's funny, she started off, I'll give you the beat. Tick-tock, tick-tock, hickory-dickory-dock, tock. The mouse ran up the clock, puck. Just then, this other mouse tried to run up a leg.
You mean there was a mouse in the classroom? No wonder she was scared.
She'd no need to be. This mouse was only clockwork.
Where did you get it from?
Half a crown at the toy shop. Oh.
I see. Well, it wasn't the mouse that Mr. Benson was on about either.
It wasn't? Well, I'm a-getting warm.
James, I should keep quiet before you reveal any more dark secrets from your murky past.
You're right. I'm saying nothing more till I've seen my lawyer. Next visiting day at Walton Jail.
Look, funny boy, Mr. Benson was complaining about the fact that you, who should be at the top of your class, just won't take your studies seriously.
Well, I do me best, ma'am.
He mentions subject after subject that you're no good at. Maths, history, geography.
Ah, did he mention leapfrog? I'm very good at that.
The only thing you're good at is thinking up stupid jokes. What else did Hum-Yap... What else did Benson say, Pat?
Well, not much. He had to go move his car from the petrol pumps. But I told him before he went, if there was any more trouble from our Jimmy, he was to let me know about it.
Good.
Now, you get on with that homework on your own and try to do it right for once.
Yes, ma'am. What's the next question, Mr. Brocklebank?
An Australian sheep farmer shears 5 sheep per hour. Now, if he works an 8-hour day, less 1 hour for lunch, 5 days per week, how long will it take him to shear 1,375 sheep?
Well, it depends.
It depends on what, Jane?
Whether they want a short back and sides or just a quick trim.
Serious. If Mr. Benson says you must write out 50 times, I must not be naughty in class, then I cannot accept one line and 49 dittos.
All right, Miss TikTok, Tilly. Trotter. It was just a thought. I'll get cracking.
You can do that with your homework tonight. By the way, what has Mr. Benson given you for tonight's homework?
Last night's homework. I got them all wrong.
Oh, dear, no wonder you're in his bad books. What with that and the trouble in class this morning?
Ah, well, I wanted to explain to him about that.
Now, look, James, Mr. Benson has specially charged me to give you this.
What is it? Oh, an envelope.
Yes, addressed to your mother. You're to give it her as soon as you arrive home without fail.
Oh, all right, but what's in it? I mean, the last time he sent was when I was in trouble for... Oh, no.
What's the matter, James? You look as though you've seen a ghost.
If I give this letter to me, ma'am, you'll all be seeing a ghost. Mine!
Now, off you go. Oswald Higginbottom is still waiting outside for you.
All right. I'll go and find Ozzy, my little pal, the only friend I've got. Ta-ra, Miss Trotter. Get me hands on you, I'll murder you.
Oh, Jimmy, be still. Say, come here.
Get off me, Alfie.
Why were you thumping Ozzy?
I wasn't. He was thumping me. Well, at first.
Oh, that's a change. Why was he thumping you?
Because I told him to.
You told him to thump you? Somebody's thumped your head. It's gone funny.
Look, I did a deal with him. I put the envelope in his satchel.
Oh, I say, what envelope?
And told him to hit me.
Why?
And he knew it was only to pretend he'd pinched it off me, but he took advantage of it.
Took advantage of what?
I told him to attack me to make it look real and get some witnesses. I said, come on, Ozzy, hit me, hit me. He's been waiting for a chance like that for years. He nearly killed me.
Why?
Well, I mean, I had to hit back, hadn't I? But it would never have happened if it hadn't been for a hum-yaw Pete, the telltale tit.
Who's he?
Writing tales about me to me, ma'am. I don't like telltales. You don't either, do you, Alfie?
Oh, no, I don't. Who was telling tales?
I mean, I've done nothing to hum-yaw Pete. Why should he tell tales on me?
You're quite right, he shouldn't. Who is he?
So you won't tell anybody about that letter I can't give to me, ma'am, because I've had it pinched off me, will you? I mean, you're still me pal. The same old Alfie, aren't you?
Yes, well, I think. No, I don't. I'm baffled. I haven't a clue what's going on.
Oh, good. That proves you're the same old Alfie. Sue, help me with this.
How many times have I got to tell you I'm not helping you with your homework?
All right, Scraggy Annie, you daft, stubby girl twit.
I see you're back, Jimmy. Well, what did you learn at the charm school today?
Hello, ma'am. I learned how to... Oh, very funny, ma'am. I've had a rough time. Is my tea ready?
Oh, it'll be a while yet. I've only just put the pie in the oven.
Hey, you're good at cooking, ma'am. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, what is it?
Well, if you were making an apple pie, would you buy your apples at 3 for a shilling or 10 pence a pound if one apple weighs 5 ounces? Or swap 8 oranges for 10 apples if every 5th apple was a badden?
You what?
It is homework, Mother. He's been trying to get me to help him with it.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you got something for me, Jimmy?
Of course, ma'am. Where would you like it? On the end of your nose?
Get off me! I don't mean a sloppy kiss. Have you brought something home from school for me?
Brought what home from school for you, ma'am?
I was expecting something from Mr. Benson today. Didn't he give you anything?
Yeah, clout round the ear hole. It's made me daft, dizzy. I mean, I forgot. What was it?
A letter. It's urgent.
What is it, Mother?
I lent Mr. Benson a pound at the supermarket for some petrol. He said I'd get it back today.
Oh, is that what you were expecting from your ma'am? Just a pound note?
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
I'll slip it in an envelope, Mrs. Clitheroe, and let you have it Thursday without fail.
Wait a minute, ma'am. It's all going clear. The mist in my satchel, my head. I think I can help you.
Look, do you know anything about my pound note or not?
Well, it does ring a bell. And there it is, the bell. I'll just go and thump the door. Answer, Ozzy. I'll sort it out, ma'am.
You haven't answered my question.
Well, don't worry, ma'am. I will do. So while you're waiting, you answer some of my questions in my homework book.
Hello, James. Is your mother at home?
Oh, heck. Me ma'am. At home?
Yes, I wanted to see her for a moment.
Oh, dear. What a pity you hadn't come 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you mean she's out?
Well, she's not out, but there's somebody with her now.
Oh, a visitor. Well, I suppose I could call back later.
Yes, say about 2 hours. That'll give me time to get it back. It'll give you time to get back and find her on her own.
Hello, Miss Trotter. Did you want to see Mother?
She's coming back later. Ta-ra, Miss Trotter.
Yes, James explained that your mother has someone with her now.
What are you talking about, Jimmy? There's nobody with Mother.
You were with her? You're somebody, aren't you?
Don't try to be funny. Come in, Miss Trotter. Well, just you wait till Mother hears about this, Jimmy.
Well, I won't have long to wait. We'll have big mouth.
James, that is no way to speak to a young lady.
That's no lady. That's my sister.
You're asking for a smack. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Trotter, for losing my temper like this in front of you, but he's impossible.
Oh, there's no need to apologize, Susan. It's James who should be doing that.
He'll never apologize. He's too ill-mannered.
Oh, well, that's where you're wrong, see, Scraggy Susan. I apologize, Miss Trotter.
Good.
I'm sorry our Susan lost her temper.
What?
I made you lose it.
Hello there.
Oh, this'll cheer you up, Susan. It's Alfie wearing a funny mask. Oh, no, it's his face.
I won't warn you again.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you in love.
Yes, I'm just going out, dear.
See, I'm not talking to you.
Why, have we fallen out?
Yeah, no. I wasn't calling you love, it was her.
Oh, Miss Trotter.
Yeah. Now, before you go, Miss Trotter, no, I'm talking to Susan.
James, stop teasing Mr. Hall.
Who's Mr. Hall?
Me, funny.
You're Alfie. Your dad's Mr. Hall.
Yeah, I know that, but so am I. My dad's Mr. Hall, and I'm Mr. Hall, we're the same.
Does your mother know?
Does she know what?
That you and your dad are twins.
Of course she does. No, she doesn't.
Ignore him, Alfie, and come in. Will you go in the living room, Miss Trotter?
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, I can't stop, Susan. I just popped in because I couldn't come. To tell you. I had to go straight home from work to get my father's tea because my mum's out, so I can't come here till after 7 o'clock, so I thought I'd better come here now and tell you.
What are you talking about?
You heard him. It's clear enough. He had to come home from work, so he couldn't come here, so he's come here to tell you he's there.
That's right. No, I'm not there yet. I've come here...
You've come here to tell us you're not all there.
Yeah, no. I'll thump you.
Look, Alfie, are you coming in or not? I want to close the front door.
No, I can't come in, Susan. I'm at home. I'm on my way.
Yes, the van's waiting for him.
Oh, shut up. Alfie, do you mean you'll be coming back for me at 7 o'clock?
Yes, Susan.
Unless the dustman comes for her first.
Unless the dustman sees belt up.
Take no notice, Alfie. I'll see you at 7, all right?
Yeah, ta-ra, Susan.
I'll come with you, Alfie. Bye-bye, sister dear.
No, get lost.
Hey, honestly, Jimmy, how can you be so nasty to your sister?
Well, I've had a lot of practice. Anyway, don't stand here nattering. We're in a hurry, remember?
Oh, yeah, well, up on the pillion, my dad'll be playing war about his tea. But you're not coming to our house, are you?
No, just drop me off at Ozzy's on your way.
All right, yeah. I'm not going to Wiggin Bottoms. It's over a mile out of my way.
Yes, but it's a prettier run, isn't it?
Yes, I know that, but is it? Not, it's past the gasworks.
Well, you drive and I'll hold your nose.
Hello, James, Alfred.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brocklebank. Sorry we can't stop. Alfie's taking me to Ozzy's.
Yeah, look, I'm not taking you to Higginbottom's. I'm in a hurry. My dad's waiting for his pork chops and my mum ordered from the butcher's and I had to collect on my way home from... I forgot. Well, I wonder if he'll have fish and chips. Not the butcher, my dad, unless the butcher is still open. I could get them. No, not the fish and chips, the chops. I can get them anytime. No, not the chops, the fish. I'm off.
By the time you stop talking, the fish will be off as well.
Do you want me down to the tea, James?
His dad's been locked up, so Alfie's gone fishing for a tin of salmon at the butcher's.
Now, James, you mustn't make fun of Alfred.
Well, I don't know what else you can make of him. Are you going to our house?
No, I just pulled up to say hello to you and Alfred. Actually, I was just driving over to Mrs. Higginbottom's.
Oh, well, it's a prettier run if you go by You're going where? Higginbottom's?
Oh, yes, I'm going to see the Higginbottom's.
Well, I suppose it's a change from the zoo. Anyway, by a coincidence, I'm going there as well to see Ozzy, my enemy.
Well, I'll give you a lift. I'm going there on behalf of the Good Neighbour League.
What? The Higginbottoms are going to do something for the neighbours?
In a way.
Oh, you mean they're going to move? There's Poggle and Fred, Mr. Brocklebank. Polishing his old chariot.
It is rather an ancient taxi, isn't it?
Only one previous owner, Julius Caesar.
Oh, shush, James. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Cleaning the car?
No, I'm shoeing a horse. What brings you here, Humpty Dumpty? I see you've got Troublemaker with you as well.
Mr. Brocklebank, you were right about Mr. Higginbottom.
What do you mean he was right about me?
The other day, Mr. Brocklebank said you were a bit funny.
Oh, he did he?
James misunderstood. I meant you were fond of a little joke.
That's who I've come to see.
Who?
Your little joke, Ozzy.
You just watch your step, my lad. Ozzy's not in. His mother's taken him to the baths.
Oh, is he having two a month now, then?
You what?
Trips to the swimming baths with his mum.
I'm warning you, Clitheroe, don't try and be clever with me.
Yes, quiet, James. When will Mrs. Higginbottom be back?
Too soon. About an hour, I suppose, if I'm unlucky.
Oh, dear. I'm rather keen to see her today.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Now, Mr. Higginbottom, you know what I mean. I'm organising a bring-and-buy sale for the Good Neighbours League, and I'm going round today collecting unwanted articles.
Is that why he's with you?
Yes, I came to collect your Ozzy.
I'll belt you, boy, in a minute.
Please, James.
Look, if it's unwanted articles you're after, come back in an hour and I'll give you the wife. Or if you can wait till Sunday, you can take her mother as well.
Really, Mr. Higginbottom, I don't think you should say things like that in front of James.
No, he has got a big mouth.
That's it. Call me, just because you're bigger than I am. You'd hit me if I said Ozzy had a big mouth.
All right. It's just that you get me annoyed. Now, what do you want to see out Ozzy for?
He has a letter of mine. I wasn't looking what he was doing and I just popped it in the letterbox.
Well, how did Ozzy get it?
I told you I wasn't looking what he was doing. It wasn't a letterbox, it was your Ozzy with his red pullover with his mouth open.
That does it. I've warned you.
Please, no violence. After all, you did call James a big mouth. He was merely giving you a Roland for your Oliver.
Me what?
Tit for tat, I mean.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom. Ozzy's got me letter in his satchel, and it's from the teacher for me mum, and she wants it straight away.
All right, go in and get it. His satchel's in the living room.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
Hey, wait a minute. I've just remembered something. Brocklebank. The wife said she was giving a goldfish bowl to the jumble sale. That's right, yes. She was on the phone and she said that some old woman... Did you ring her?
Yes. But she didn't say specifically... She didn't say specifically that it was a goldfish bowl.
No, well, the goldfish died weeks ago and she's been using it as a fruit bowl. Go in and get it. He'll show you which is the living room.
Right. Thank you. Lead on, James.
I've got a job in 10 minutes, so I want to finish polishing the taxi.
James, are you quite sure this is the living room?
Of course I am. This is the room with the chairs in.
Yes, but the two white mice in the cage over there.
They're Aussies.
Good gracious. How can they put up with the smell in here?
Well, they have to put up with it. They can't get out of the cage.
I mean the Higginbottoms. Oh, don't be funny. Well, I can't see the goldfish bowl anywhere.
It's over there on the sideboard.
Well, where's the sideboard?
There, with the laundry basket on it. The fruit bowl's next to his toolbox.
Oh, really? Do you know, it's a wonder they don't keep a pig in the kitchen.
They can't. It'd fight with the goat.
They have a goat? Oh, James. Oh, you little fibber.
Well, come on, I've got the letter with my mum's pounding. Get your bowl for the sale and I'll warn my mum not to buy it.
Right. You found Oswald's satchel all right, then?
Yes, and I found something else in it, apart from the letter, a water pistol. Now I know who was squirting me in the changing room at school.
But, James, you can't put it in your pocket. Not if it belongs to Oswald.
Oh, I'll give it him back on the way home tomorrow, after I've loaded it in the duck pond. Hello, Mum. I'm back. Oh, is my tea ready yet?
Almost ready.
Susan's just putting it out in the kitchen.
Oh, if she's cooked it, she could put it out in the dustbin.
There you go again, making cracks about Susan's cooking.
Well, what are you doing back here? I thought you were coming at 7. What happened to your father's tea? Wouldn't he eat the pork kippers that the fish butcher sold you in the grocer's? He'd run out of baked beans.
Oh, yes, he had that. You what? Now, don't be funny. I got mixed up somehow.
That's hard to believe.
If tomorrow night Alfie's got to go home and cook his father's tea.
Yes, so I needn't have come here to tell Susan I couldn't come. I could have just come to tell her I could come. Well, I needn't have told her I could just have come to tell her I was... Where was I?
You were coming round. But I think we'd better count to 10 and knock you out again.
Jimmy, you dashed out of the house before I'd finished talking to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I had to go round to Ozzy's to... with Mr. Brocklebank. Yes, he was collecting stuff for a bring-and-buy sale. It was funny.
You got my letter from Ozzy, all right?
Yes, ma'am, I got it. Well, Mr. Higginbottom told us to go in and... letter from Ozzy?
Yes. My letter from your teacher that was in Ozzy's satchel.
But how did you find... Alfie Hall, you bucket mouth.
I'm sorry, Jim, I didn't mean to say anything, but, well, the words just slipped out.
When you left your mouth open.
Yeah, oh, shut up.
You stop being cheeky to Alfie, you're in enough trouble already.
Good for you, Grandad, he's always making fun of Alfie and me as well.
Well, if you stop making fun of him, I will. All right, Alfie?
Yeah, well, that seems fair, that you're at it again.
Look, one more funny remark, my lad, and you'll be laughing on the other side of your face.
How can I laugh on... Sorry, ma'am. Here's your letter from Humya. Mr. Benson, I mean.
It'd have been quicker by fourpenny post.
That's funny, ma'am. Very funny, ma'am. I'm sorry I played that trick. It was naughty of me to let Ozzy hit me.
Jimmy.
To pretend Ozzy had stolen the letter, ma'am.
Jimmy.
Shut up. But I didn't know... There was a pound in it. I thought Humya was writing something nasty about me.
Oh, Jimmy.
What?
I only told you, ma'am, Ozzy had the letter.
What?
Yes, I didn't know about your scheming. I thought it was an accident.
Oh, heck.
Who's the one with the bucket mouth now?
I don't understand all this. Pat, I thought you said Miss Trotter brought the pound from Mr. Benson.
That's right, Father. That's what she came round for.
Well, what's that letter about? That I brought?
About all the things you've been doing wrong at school.
Oh, no. Alfie, I always thought you were the biggest twit in the world. Meet the new champ.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank, and Daphne Oxenford as Miss Trotter. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, I usually...
certainly come back and tell you all about what happened. But if it's all the same with you, I'll keep it to myself this week. I don't want to talk about it. It's a very painful subject. Hello.